You ready? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Mr. Secretary?
Gentlemen, you have a revised agenda for this evening. The revisions were part of the posting. It was revised on the 5th of September, or 3rd of September, to include old business item 11016 for a time extension, and again on September 5th to include the minutes and findings of fact of August 5th. That's the only changes.
Thank you. Are there any others from members of the board?
Motion to approve the revised agenda.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion? The usual voting sign?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our August the 5th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our August the 5th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the finding of the facts of the August the 5th meeting.
Make a motion. We approve the finding of the facts of August 5th, 2013.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the finding of the facts of our August the 5th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the Board of Adjustment Conduct of Hearings. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation of those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Number one, each applicant will be announced. Two, the applicant will be asked to come forward and sworn in. Three, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Four, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. Five, the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Six, the board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Seven, if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Eight, once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. Nine, if you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. 10, all board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. 11, for the courtesy of those here this evening. If you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off during the duration of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. First case, please.
First case is number 11256, the application of Meals on Wheels for Lewis and Rehoboth. The site is located north of Route 9, also known as Lewis-Georgetown Highway, 525 feet west of Ward Avenue, a private street, being 1,760 feet west of Five Points. It's also identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 3-34, map 5, parcel 123, and requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. The variance requested is a 7-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for a porch entry over an existing steps for an office. Gentlemen, we did receive one letter in support from Mr. Dennis Barton from Rehoboth Beach.
Thank you, Mr. Link. Sir, you need to go there and be sworn in first, if you would, please.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Robert Derricks.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be true and correct?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have a handout I'd like to pass out, if it's all right with you.
You hand it down to the secretary, if you would, please.
Is this part of your presentation?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Hold one for yourself.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my name is Bob Derricks, and I'm president of Meals on Wheels, Rehoboth and Lewis, Incorporated. I'm here this evening to explain our request for a variance regarding the A-frame roof that we've asked permission to put over the stairway in front of our office. At the moment, we suffer from a severe weather impediment in being able to use our front offices in a proper manner, as well as having a reasonable entry for our drivers, as particularly when they are returning meals to the office that have to be returned, has to be taken out again later in the day. In bad weather, this has proved to be quite a chore for us. Our office is used entirely for an office building, and all rooms in the building are used as offices, and as you probably can guess with our limited budgets, we don't have as much room as we would like. The front room we would like to have as a regular entryway, but unfortunately we have two staff members there. In wind-driven rain or windy days, we have a great deal of difficulty with this front door and people coming and going from the office. On a rainy day, it becomes particularly bad. So we would like to be able to put an A-frame roof over this to cover the steps so that when people are entering this part of the building, we're free of the rain having to coming into the office as well as some winds. We've looked at the property, and unfortunately, the building was built right on the property line. So the steps already protrude into the setback, and what we're really asking to do is just for permission to cover the steps. If you mind taking a quick look at the handout that I've given you, at the very top, you'll see a survey. The red on the survey indicates the area on the property that we would like to put this structure on. The second page gives you an idea of what the structure actually looks like that we're asking for permission to do. And then the next several pages, there's pictures. One of them shows the front of the office. And if you look down on the right side of the long side view of our building, you'll see that we have a bit of a shed roof over a set of side steps, and that's essentially all we're really asking for permission to do in the front. But we'll use an A-frame so it's consistent with the architecture in the front of the building as opposed to the shed roof. You can see the steps there as well, so you can see from that photograph exactly how far we need to come out, and I think if you look at that picture, you can understand the reason for it. On the front elevation, those two windows to the left and right of the stairway both indicate locations for desk, which shows you how close they are to the front door. The next two pictures generally give you an idea of the neighborhood and environs in which the office is located. And then lastly, we have a letter signed by our neighbors on either side, not objecting to what we're asking permission to do. We have a bit of a hardship in the use of our office because of this weather problem. It's causing us trouble not only with the people who occupy that room, but our drivers are getting soaked on bad days. We deliver meals every day, rain or shine, and in bad weather, as you can imagine, trying to carry meals up that set of steps and get into the building exposes someone to an awful lot of rain. We don't have the ability, this property is very narrow, as you probably can see in the survey. The ability for us to adjust the use of the building is not really something we're able to do. So we don't believe that this in any way is going to have a negative impact on our neighbors. In fact, they've all agreed that they don't think this is going to be an issue for them. It's not going to impact their ability to develop or use their properties. It's certainly going to have no economic impact on them. We don't think this is disturbing the character of this neighborhood at all. We're hopeful that you'll understand our hardship and be able to accommodate our request for a variance.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
What was the 60 foot now? Was it 40 feet before years ago?
As I understand it, it was, and that's why the building is built right on the lawn.
Yeah. I
don't understand why they didn't anticipate the steps as being in that, and I'm not sure what the setbacks were where the building was built, and whether they've been altered since then.
Mm-hmm.
But as clear as you can see on the survey, we are dead on the line.
Right, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Workman,
you're not closing the sides in, are you?
I beg your pardon?
Closing the sides in, are you leaving them open?
Oh, no. The sides are going to remain open. All we're going to do is use the pole to support the weight and take them to the ground, and that's the only thing that will be on the side.
Okay.
Great. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Mr. Lang, you said we had one letter, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I previously referenced that letter.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank,
sir.
Where is the location of that approval? Is he just a person that attends the Meals on Wheels?
No, it's Rehoboth address, but it's 36498 East Estate Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Okay, he must.
And it was handwritten, and it's Dennis Barton.
Okay.
Didn't say physically where he is.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,256. The presentation of the standards for granting a variance were met verbally and also physically has written them up, and I've looked over those. I believe the property is the physical condition would be a situation also that would impair putting up the roof on the or the A-frame on the entrance. So there is uniqueness to the property, and there's also a variance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The necessary hardship, I don't believe, with the 40-foot that then changed to the 60-foot is a practical difficulty for the applicant. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and a request for a variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Okay.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,256. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,256 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.